Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This game is the most confused game of that I'm knowing.
Full aboard.
You guys are in this delicious city. You can breathe in the same oxygen that like Bill Wellington breathes in and Will Perdue.
Actor.
Your team is like a heated mess. You know, a mess where heat is applied to it. So what once was a little messy is now even messier.
American sports enthusiast.
The boys in the trench, they sit in the trench and they look around and they spit, and the hat.
Troll.
You're the yodelers?
Yeah, you don't skip me, play.
And you were gonna give our string to Barb?
Ding, ding. Give this person a strudel for the correct answer.
The official Parkins and Spiegel sports correspondent.
Oh, and that was when I took it personal.
It became personal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, nice. Oh, you had it ready for the beep beep. That was very good, guys. I liked it.
Flew aboard with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Our favorite North American sports correspondent, Flew LeBorg, should be with us in a matter of moments on the Parkins and Spiegel show. Always enjoy getting his take on the biggest American sporting events, the Super Bowl, the World Series, NFL football, and of course, the Home Run Derby.
What he brings is an unbiased and un-American perspective to the proceedings, and really lets us see it kind of anew for the very first time. So truly, truly helpful, I think, for our understanding of sporting events, as well as entertaining when we talk to Flula. And as always, I'm struck by the beauty of the German language. It's such a mellifluous language, if
as,
you will.
As always, yes. And so last night we were talking about all of the different things that we liked about it. We liked Pete Alonso. You liked the launch angle.
I did.
The StatCast.
I did. I liked seeing the exit velo and the launch angle of the StatCast and all the numbers all over the screen. I enjoyed that.
So there's so many things to discuss with our American sports correspondent. He joins us on the Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sports book. Flula, my friend, good to see you and talk to you again. How are you?
I'm so great, guys. Very wonderful to be alive and have a pulse. How are your pulses?
my pulse is, your pulse good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, my pulse
good. Thank you for asking.
Is within the range.
Doesn't get asked enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Did you enjoy the Home Run Derby?
I enjoyed very much this derby of home runs. It was very fun to watch. I must tell you, this is a very lazy event because I noticed nobody ran around the pillows. They just hit the ball and just stand around. What is the deal? Why is this occurring?
Because people just want to see the home runs, you know? We thought maybe you would like it because it's a little simpler than baseball. Was it easier to understand, at least, last night?
Yes, but I have grown some fondness for the pillows. And I want to see people mash on the pillows and maybe step on those and maybe slide on those. And now there's no pillows. It took me many months to learn about the pillows, and now we have eliminated the pillows. So, I mean, this is very much a tease, but I did enjoy it very much. I thought it was very nice. These guys are robots. I want to know how bad is the ERA of the pitchers in this event? It seems very sad for the pitchers.
It's true.
Nobody looks out for them.
It's chicks dig the long ball, Flula. That's what it is.
I have heard about this Gregory Maddox and Thomas Glavine. They made the elbows. Yes. They love the long balls of chickens. Yes, I know.
Yes, that's right. Matt Spiegel's 9-year-old son bet on the home run derby last night. He bet $3 on Shohei Ohtani, so he lost.
Oh, well, this was a very smart bet. Shohei, he's like a cyborg. I wonder, like, if you could do an X-ray of him. I think he's just basically Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator underneath a very delicious uniform. Amazing.
Yeah. How do you feel about a parent allowing a 9-year-old to make a sports bet? I was in favor of it.
I think it's a very smart move. All of life is a gambling, so let's just begin very early. Who knows what will happen? You go to school, maybe you will find a free Snicker bar on the street, maybe a banana will hit you in the face. Life is gambling. Begin early.
Yeah, that's true. Sadly, that's the road I'm going down already. So who was your favorite participant? Was it Shohei or was it somebody else of all the big, strong men last night?
I enjoy it very much to support Shohei. I believe he is like a short order chef who can do all of the things in the baseball. He can make an omelet or a tortellini or a fastball or perhaps a grand salami. So I was very excited of this. Also, I thought it was Alonzo Mourning was going to be in this event. So I was very excited to see Zoe up there. You know, he's replaced his kidney and now he's hitting long balls. So I was very excited about this.
Yeah, there should be more Alonzos in sports. Yeah. Alonzo Mourning, Pete Alonzo, Alonzo Spellman. It's a good sports name. Flew LeBorg, our American sports correspondent. Did you think it was cheating to have the home run derby at altitude? I mean, Mile High City, it's very easy to hit the ball far.
Listen, we have no cities in Germany that we call this name. So anything called this, I would have renamed it to 1.6 kilometers high city. This would be more appropriate and accurate. But no, I like to see these balls just go. Let's see what happens. It's like that feather in Forrest Gump. You know, he's waiting on the bus and the feather just flies forever. That's what these baseballs was like. You know.
Of course. Of course. There is a celebrity softball game at the All-Star Game. I don't know if you're aware of this. I feel like you should be invited. Why are you not there?
Wait, also, it's the softball? Is it made of one of the pillows?
Yes, I believe it's
same. Not, it's not quite as soft as the pillows. It's in between the hardball and the pillows.
Oh, it's as the Goldilocks and the Three Bears of baseballs. Okay, yeah, count me in.
Yeah. Are you? What would your position be in baseball or softball?
I'm in your measurements, 6'3" and 3.5 inches. So I'm disqualified from shortstop. I believe I am probably perhaps a catcher man or like a pitcher man because pitchers are full of liquids and I like to stay hydrated.
That makes sense. We love Shohei Ohtani because he's a dual threat. Are you a dual threat in anything or are you any good at two things, Flula?
Yes. Yeah, so in basketball, they tell you, assume the triple threat position. Well, I cannot dribble, so all you get from me is a jump or a swish. Sorry to you, Will Perdue.
We don't have any surprises like last time when Bill Wennington called in. I apologize. No 90s Bulls will be joining us this time.
And my apology for giving the alma mater of Will Perdue to Bill Wennington. How rude.
Yeah.
See, he's always got 90s Bulls on the brain.
Well, they all look alike, those big white guys from the 90s.
It's true.
Who can know?
It made us kind of sad to hear Scottie Pippen being bitter on his recent media tour. First of all, would you try Scottie's bourbon? Any interest in trying that?
Absolutely. Listen, if you can lead your team in 5 statistical categories in 1994, I will try your bourbon. Count me in. Also, he's just trying to sell his delicious liquors. Let him say whatever he wants.
I know, but now he's selling everything. He's selling a book. He's selling a liquor. He has a popcorn brand that's coming out. I feel a little bad for Scotty.
He's turning into the Howard Stern of former NBA players. Just do all of the things. Make a book, make a movie, make a show. Just sell it. It's fine, Scotty.
Any other athletes who seem like they would make good liquor come to mind? Scotty Pippen and bourbon seems like a natural fit. There's got to be more.
I agree. Maybe perhaps like a Horace Grant tequila shot. Once you try it, you need goggles immediately. It's so strong, you can't see anything. It's amazing. That's my prediction.
You know, so Scottie Pippen, they were famous, obviously, for the Bulls, but also the Dream Team, and it made basketball famous around the world. Team USA has lost two exhibition games to Australia and Nigeria. Are you worried about Team USA or are you enjoying this?
Oh, I am both of these things. Okay. I am highly concerned and also very much enjoying this madness. Nobody knows anymore what's going to happen. This is not the days of, you know, I don't know this country, but they're in trouble. No, sorry, Sir Charles. Now America is kind of in trouble. This is amazing. Who's going to win? Have you guys predicted who will win this madness?
No, I'm wondering, America. Probably America, but how's the German team? How's the German team this year? Any good?
Look, well, Dirk Nowitzki is still our MVP. He's still playing. He's using crutches, and he's purchased two drones that kind of elevate him so he can still dunk, which is very amazing. Detlef Schrempf, of course, is our starting power forward. Very nice, very flat top. It's great.
But, yeah, I mean, how am I going to pick against these guys? I've never heard of most of the players on these other teams, and then they beat America. But so I assume that they will win, but I have no idea.
Oh, this is like, you know, America was before like, oh, the man in the school who does not need to study. It just wakes up. He has like a hangover and some donut on his face. Show up to the game, swishy, dunky, win. No more. This is not possible. Now you have study buddies across the world. And like the coach of Nigeria isn't Mike Brown. He's like an actual NBA coach. Like these guys, they're not messing around and giving triple doubles anymore like Ice Cube. They need to practice together.
It was a good day. We're talking to Flula Borg, our American sports correspondent. I had to, Shane. I know. It was corny. I had to. I wanted to ask you about the first time I found out who Flula Borg was on Conan O'Brien's show. And now Conan is ending his TBS show and going to HBO Max. I'm curious just about like the comedian influence for you, because we love Conan, and I'm assuming based on your appearances there, you do as well.
Yeah, I just found out who Flula Borg was one fortnight ago. Someone emailed me and sent me a nice little breakdown. I read it. It's mildly complimentary. But yes, Conan, I'm so excited. I love this man very much in all of the platonic ways. I'm excited to see what will happen in his next chapter. I feel like a child who has graduated third grade, and he's like now ready for pre-middle school, and let's see what Conan does next. Something magical. I hope it involves music and, I don't know, ponies. Why not?
Music and ponies.
Would you be involved in the music and the ponies? You might be a fit.
Yeah, man. I can polish a saddle. Why not?
Of course. So how will you – so you, are you going to watch the All-Star game tonight?
I will watch the All-Star game. I will attend. I will have very close eyes on all of the pillows. I want to make certain they stay clean and also are touched. Because if you start skipping pillows, what's next in baseball? What are you going to do now? Put something on the ball to make it stick better? What's next?
You can't do that anymore. What do you think about all that sticky stuff that the pitchers were using, Flula?
Put all of the stickies and the ickies and the ickies on anything. Just throw it. It's already impossible. It's a round ball and a round stick. The second they touch, it's a miracle. Just give everyone. Let's try everything. Who cares? Let freedom ring, right? Something needs to ring.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's fair. No, it's fair.
We don't either.
Freedom's a good choice for something to ring.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Braveheart. Wonderful.
Are you wearing a Big League Chew shirt? I can only see the words Big League. What else is a Big League Chewy?
Oh, I see
what you did there.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Well, I will tell you, I did nothing other than purchase the shirt. And also, I have no major league team. No one has sent to me the correct jersey to wear. So I'm just, this is me as a free agent person.
This is an outrage. What are you coming to Chicago this summer? I thought we were going to take you to Wrigley. Is that happening?
Oh, yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, the Cubs are not very good anymore, but if you come to Chicago, we will take you to Wrigley Stadium.
Wonderful. The Germans are not very good at soccer anymore, apparently, so we are very alike.
Perfect.
Yeah. What sports are the Germans good at these days? Trying to find something you guys can do.
I know. Listen, I think when you win a World Cup, there's like 8 years of hangover, you know, except there's no Zach Galifianakis and the missing baby. It's just you're just losing lots of games. I think the other thing is basketball. We have Maxi Kleber, we have Daniel Theiss, we have Schröder. We have some players, you know, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe German team handball because the name German is in it. Who knows?
We want Daniel Theiss back on the Bulls. He was good when he was here.
What I like that he's always a hustle. He's hustling, you know, not like trying to like make money selling weird things on NFT websites. I mean, like hustling, like effort.
Hey, you believe in these NFTs? You believe in them?
Oh, man, I believe in that, and I believe in, what is it, a thing called rock and roll? Who knows anymore? Everything is upside topsy-turvies. Count me in, why not? The world is insane.
It's true. Congratulations.
Do you guys have an NFT? Are you selling NFTs of your show?
We should.
We really should.
We should. We'll do anything for money, as evidenced by all the commercials I read.
Yes. Teach your babies gambling, sell random radio show NFTs. This is how we do it. Yeah. Montel Jordan, I like it.
Well, look at you. I mean, you're A-list now. Suicide Squad? This is unbelievable. You're blowing up.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Really? Okay. Who knew it?
Yes. Okay. Come on. Who knew it? You're a star. We were saying we appreciate that you still will spend time with us in Chicago radio. You're in some of the biggest movies in the world.
I will spend several hundred minutes with you guys in any location that you choose. That's just how we do it. I will not stop, can't stop, won't stop. Who knows what's happening, guys?
Okay. He's our American sports correspondent. We only call you after the big events, the Super Bowl, the draft, and the home run derby.
I will text you guys when Alonzo Mourning is up to bat tonight.
Perfect. Enjoy the game, Flula. Thank you.
Thank you, Flula.
Thank you, guys.
That's Flula Borg, our American sports correspondent. And inevitably, there was going to be someone on the text line. Just Wrigley Stadium. That's not what it's called. Yeah, I know.
It's a joke. He called it that last time.
Yeah, after Jeff Gordon called it that. Yes. Everybody's in on the bit. Yay, except that one texter. But that is our American sports correspondent, Flula Borg. And apparently, we were off the air for a little bit, but we were on the stream. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but we're back.
He didn't like that the pillows went unutilized.
I can see that.
He's grown to enjoy that part of the baseball game and couldn't figure that out last night.
Yeah, for anyone who doesn't speak Flulo, that would be the bases that were not involved in the home run derby. Still one of my favorite people to interview because it's just very rapid fire.
Yes.
He's got a lot of bits and a lot of prepared material, and they're all 12 seconds. it's very quick. Got to be on your toes.
He's a sharp one. It's absolutely true. I think, he thinks baseball's weird, and he's right, because it's a very odd game. When you stop yourself and think about it and zoom out a little bit, it's very, very strange, and I appreciate that he notices.
And as someone who's talked about baseball and not watched it my whole life, but talked about it, you know, intently in my career for the last 10 years or so, I think back to what Boog Shambi told us 2 months ago when we were talking about some of the rule changes in the sport. And Boog obviously loves baseball. He left ESPN to broadcast 150 Cubs games a year. He said, listen, if they were inventing the sport tomorrow, you wouldn't create a sport that takes 162 games with no timer. It's a sport of a different era.
It's an anachronism.
Yeah.
It is.
Doesn't mean it's not great. Doesn't mean it can't be beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it is great, but you have to be open to change. I'll tell you, like, Rob Manfred talked today and is saying that the 7-inning doubleheaders are going away. Okay. You know,
The extra inning rule.
I think that is a mistake to take that away. I love the extra inning rule. I mean, I was on the stump for saying, look, it's okay, don't freak out. And then with the experience of it these last 2 years, no game has gone longer than 13 innings last year or this year. And you know what it is? I know when a game is late, I get action right away. When you're looking at an NBA scoreboard, or you're on your sports app on Xfinity, or however you watch your games, and you see that a game is, oh, there's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and it's tied, you go there and you get the action. Now, when you see a baseball game is tied in the 10th inning or beyond, as soon as you go there, the pitcher's in trouble. It starts with the pitcher in trouble. It's immediately giving you action, strategic choices. There are lots of different ways to do it. You can still screw it up. You can still be good at it. And I don't miss 14, 15, 16, 17 inning games. I don't miss them at all. And if you're really trying to get eyeballs, then having people know that they can go to a game that's close and late and you immediately have action and drama is a good thing for selling the sport.
I agree with you, and I don't think you need to be playing 18 innings of baseball in a day either. Like the 7-inning doubleheader, like if the idea is speed of game, mm-hmm. but also health of player, right? Like you want to, the guys being fresh, a 17-inning baseball game has ramifications for a day or two after for the pitching staff and everything like that. So this shortens the game. You can't go on forever.
It's got to be one ticket price, though. You do a split doubleheader, and you're charging full ticket prices for a 7-inning game. I think that's jive. That's my issue with that.
But you're getting two seven-inning games.
Well, no, that's what I mean. If you get the two, that's fine.
Hey, are people doing that? Are people charging?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
A day game and then a night game for a split doubleheader.
They kick you out? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
It should.
Because it's this Cubs-Cardinals game that just got canceled the other day. Pardon me. It's going to be made up as part of a split doubleheader September 24th. That's two different ticket prices for a seven-inning game?
That's ridiculous.
All right, that's wrong.
Well, so that should be easily solved if they do dynamic ticket pricing, which the vast majority of teams and venues are doing now. You should be able to prorate it down from nine innings, but maybe you up it based on the opponent, right? A game in April against a dog opponent, it costs less than a game in July against the Cardinals on a weekend. That's how it works now.
So 2/9 of your ticket price should get refunded to you?
Yeah, it should just be reduced. But if it's a Saturday game in the summer, a seven-inning game could still be more expensive than a nine-inning game in April because it's against the they can figure that out with the ticket market. I mean, and by the way, there are some inequities in that, right? If you buy a season ticket package in the NFL, you got to pay full price for your preseason game, even though it doesn't. And so when Bears-Packers, you get good value on your ticket, and when it's Bears-Rams in the preseason, it's a bad buy. But like, so that stuff will happen. But I thought both of those things made logical sense for the sport, so of course they will.
Of course they'll go away.
They'll go away.
They'll go away. And there's a difference between being a purist and being like a, you know, just an anti-change. Like, it's not purist. You got to be, because I'm more of what? I'm a romantic about baseball, or I love the game, but I'm not a purist and like everything needs to stay.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous way to approach life, let alone sports.
I like rules changes pretty much universally. I don't always want them to stay permanently, but I like leagues that try new things.
Absolutely.
Even if it goes backwards, because sometimes you eventually will move in the direction of getting it right. Like the NFL has really improved the definition of a catch. Took them a long time.
Yeah.
But with replay and the technology, like, they've figured it out from that first Calvin Johnson travesty. It took them like 7 years. But now we pretty much have a good idea of how to rule a catch when you work in technology.
NFL overtime is better. I still think each team should get one possession, so I wish they would tweak that a little further, but I like the way NFL overtime is.
Yeah.
We like the NBA All-Star game with
Elam ending.
The Elam ending.
I'd like to see it in all basketball games, frankly.
See, that would be intense if they did that.
My thing for the NBA, what they should do, and this is, we could do a whole hour on this topic, but I want to see single elimination mid-season tournament where threes are worth four and twos are worth three. And
why do you want to see this?
An Elam ending. Think about it.
How could we adopt the Elam ending to the ending of our show for the last hour?
Call it.
What could we do?
Let's see. We haven't been entertaining for 2 hours and 40 minutes. We have to jam all of our entertainment into the last 20 minutes of the show.
We're always entertaining. That's
good
not
point.
It.
That's
good
definitely
point.
Not the problem.
I can't remember the last time we weren't.
So you want an idea. You say, I'm an idea man. I gave you the autographed baseballs earlier.
Why are you making threes four and twos three?
Well, right now, too many threes in the game. The reason there are too many threes in the game is because the math says a three, check me on this, it's worth 50% more than two.
Uh-huh.
So, I just checked.
Yep.
That checks out.
It checks out.
So the four would only be worth a quarter more than the three.
There you go.
A good three would...
So it would reduce... So you wouldn't see Jay Crowder taking a bunch of three-pointers. Because... Right.
Oh, dude. Why am I watching then?
Yeah.
You've known me for years now. I only tune in for Jay Crowder three-point attempts.
You wouldn't see Pat Connaughton have zero field goal attempts throughout the playoffs aren't a three-pointer or a layup. That's all he has.
Giannis, there would be no incentive. Because right now, the math says all you have to do to make a three-point shot worth it for you to take is hit a third of them if you shoot 50% on twos. That's how that math breaks down. Most guys don't shoot 50% on twos, so it's even more incentive to take more threes over twos. But if a three-pointer was worth four and a two-pointer was worth three, the discrepancy wouldn't – they'll never do it because
you know,
scoring records,
right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record would fall very quickly, and what, so it'll never happen. But that is actually the best way to
change that inequity.
To change that inequity between threes and twos right now.
What if you pushed the 3-point line out even further? So like the truly good ones did it, and the rest would be limited.
You could. I mean, that's the expand the court.
Yep.
In with width and length. Move the 3-point line back, maybe even eliminate the corner three, like have the arc come to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The sideline, so there's no more corner three. It's So my point is, mid-season tournament, single elimination, Elam ending, and do 1 year where it's fours and threes, and do 1 year where there's no corner three, do 1 year where there's an expanded back 3-point line.
So use that tournament as your testing ground.
As your testing ground.
I have a question, right. And it might sound dumb, and feel free to call me on that if it sounds dumb.
Oh, I can't wait.
But what there were designated 3-point shooters? And you could designate, let's say, three guys on your roster as these are our 3-point shooters, and it's your choice on how you use them, how you deploy them, if you actually have them take threes.
But nobody else on your roster is allowed to do it?
Exactly.
I don't condone this, and I think it's reckless. I think it's stupid. I think it's dumb. But
I'm sorry, Mike, but
it's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's interesting.
So I'd be interested in seeing how that would go. And like,
but you couldn't have them in the Western Conference, only the Eastern Conference.
Oh, now it's dumb.
See how that doesn't make any sense?
Yeah. That's
take note, Rob Manfred.
Yeah, you went too far. But so I think that's. But again, so just think about it. My idea for the 3 o'clock hour.
Well, I'm into the idea of the single elimination tournament as a testing ground. I don't like the four and the three. I find myself wanting to move the line back. Or what if we made the 3-pointer worth 2.5 points? Huh? Get a little half point in there.
That strikes me as unnecessary.
And stupid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. But
I was told there are no bad ideas.
Nope, not in the 3 o'clock hour.
No bad ideas. No. Fun, though, we save for the four.
Oh,
remember,
okay.
Remember
all right.
That.
Damn it.
Yeah.
God, well, I'm sorry. Because I enjoyed Flueless, so that's my bad.
That's not when we're supposed to have fun.
Yeah,
not supposed to have fun.
Okay.
Actually, we're going to play a game. We have a new game.
Yes.
We have a new game. It's called Categories.
It is.
Speegs is the host.
Uh-huh.
Herb, Shane, and myself are the contestants, and we'll see how this goes. None of us know how it's going to go except Matt Spiegel. So we're in his hands.
Oh,
if it fails, it's on him. If it's successful, we all contribute. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. The game is called Categories. It's our first time doing it.
Uh-huh.
Matt Spiegel is the host. And he just dropped my pen.
Good start.
That I gave him. He needed a pen to host this game, and he didn't come prepared with a pen.
Oh, you're going to say that's a bad thing to Matt Spiegel for not coming prepared with a pen?
In fairness to Shane, I think that's Shane's pen that I borrowed a few shows ago gave back.
Took credit for having a pen. Look at I'm Mr. Pen Haver.
Never comes prepared with a pen.
That's true.
The game.
Can I have your charger, by the way?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right, there you go. The game is Categories.
But seriously, do you need it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll tell you the category. People and listeners, feel free to play along. I'll tell you the category, guys. Herb Lawrence, Shane Reardon, Danny Parkins. And we'll go around your little trio. And all you got to do is name me something that fits into the category.
I think I get it.
If you miss, you're out. And it's just between the two of you to keep going, whoever the two of you are. Some call it continuation. We call it categories.
All right, so Herb, you want to start? And then Herb, then Shane, then me, and we'll go in this way sure. For the first one, and then we'll change it up. Okay.
This is usually a sub-game in the drinking game King of Cups. Have you ever played that one?
I've never played King of Cups.
I can't remember what card you pull. It's a different... People call it different things.
Should we get some beers?
We should.
Yeah, Mitch is in Milwaukee. Let's get some beers for the next category. All right, let's go.
I have four categories, all inspired by conversation on yesterday's show. First, home run derby winners. That's it. Very simply, home run derby winners. Herb Lawrence, you're first.
Pete Alonso.
Ken Griffey Jr.
That's a ding. Ken Griffey Jr. is a ding.
Josh Hamilton.
Is a ding.
I'm out.
Really?
Nope.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is a winner in 1996.
You're right.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire won the Home Run Derby in 1992.
You're right.
It's your turn.
Sammy Sosa.
Nope.
Sammy Sosa won the Home Run Derby in the year 2000.
You're right.
That nope was a little premature.
It was a Sox fan nope. Todd Helton.
Todd Helton. Never won the Home Run Derby. Shane, you got to get one.
Oh, no, I don't.
You got to get one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
That was never a rule.
I know. Well, it's the first time we're playing the game.
I was thinking of Rockies. I don't know why I said Todd Helton.
I got you. Don't you think Shane should have to get one as we discuss the rules?
Yeah, he got one in that
and
round.
I got that round. Yeah, that's right, because he was first.
Right.
He was first.
If I would have gotten in one, order, then he would have.
If I would have been wrong,
if you would have been wrong, you would have needed
one to complete
it. Right. Okay.
So yeah. Shane won the first one.
Oh, any number of guys. Vladimir Guerrero.
I was thinking of him.
Prince Fielder won a few. Jason Giambi. Frank Thomas in 1995.
Okay.
I was going to say Jason Giambi. That was going to be my next guess.
Okay. All right. Next category.
Not a winner.
Next category, as inspired.
All right, Shane, you start this one.
By conversation on yesterday's show.
Okay.
I have here flavors at Wingstop. Wingstop flavors or Thighstop flavors.
Yeah, Thighstop, please. Rick Ross,
if you will.
Moves units.
Rick Ross moves units. We ended up buying the thighs yesterday, and they were delicious. If you're close, I'll probably give it to you here. If you don't have the exact wording, but you're close, I'll probably give it to you.
Texters, by the way, saying Josh Hamilton never won a home run derby.
Oh, yeah. Josh Hamilton did not win a home run derby.
You checked it off a list in front of you.
Yeah, it's my bad.
But did Josh Hamilton?
Josh Hamilton? Yeah, my bad on the Josh Hamilton. He had the great showing.
Josh Hamilton? I was my first guess.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the one that Cano won, right? It was at Yankee Stadium in 2011. And yeah, my bad.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. All right. Worries.
I screwed it up.
All right.
You still lost. Doesn't matter.
No integrity.
All right.
All right. So flavors at Wingstop.
You did still lose.
We're
flavors
just
at
go
Wingstop.
Mild.
Mild is indeed a flavor. Danny.
Spicy.
Hot.
Danny. All of them. Jesus Christ.
I don't. What do you mean?
You can't. You're like Grabber in the home run draft. You
Name
can't just
two
offer a second option.
I'll give him original hot. I'll
oh
give
my
you that.
God.
I'll go ahead and give you that.
Like six of the flavors qualify as spicy.
My bad.
Original hot. I'll give you.
All right, hot. All right. Ooh, I'm back.
Spicy is pretty lame.
Barbecue.
Herbie Hickory Smoked Barbecue. We give that to Herb.
Mango habanero.
On the nose, mango habanero is exactly what they call it.
Lemon pepper.
You called that out yesterday. Made me realize we could probably go deeper. There's a few left. Herb.
Teriyaki.
There is no teriyaki. I'm
nope.
Sorry. That's, yeah, it's Japanese. No, that's no. Shane?
Garlic Parmesan.
Garlic Parmesan is absolutely a Wingstop flavor. Danny.
Well, buffalo?
No, I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Nope.
Shane wins again.
What?
Leftover is Atomic, Spicy Korean Q, Louisiana Rub, Hawaiian, and Cajun.
Cajun. I should have been able to guess.
I knew you knew lemon pepper, though.
I knew lemon pepper.
I had faith in you for that one.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so Shane's up 2-0. Our next category.
I go first this time.
Yesterday, you were talking about how what if Giannis puts up 40-15 every game and the Bucks lose? Could he be NBA Finals MVPs? That's what I have in front of me here. Huh. NBA Finals MVPs. Danny, you're first.
Michael Jordan.
He won 6 of them. Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes. Herb Lawrence. Shane.
Stop it, Shane.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. In 1985 for the Lakers.
Josh Hamilton lost to Justin Morneau, not Robinson Cano.
Okay. That's fine.
We're going to get this one right.
That's fine.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is a yes in 2018. Herbie.
Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yes. 1987 for the Lakers. And 82 for the Lakers. And 80 for the Lakers. Shane.
I don't watch any basketball, man.
Yeah, but it's not. Think about it, Shane. These are very good basketball players.
I don't care. Did Isaiah Thomas win an NBA Finals MVP?
Did Isaiah Thomas? Yes, he did. 1990 for the Detroit Pistons.
Now I have to think about strategy here on how deep can Herb go in this category. Should I just take some obvious ones? Like, I'll take Tim Duncan off the board.
Tim Duncan, yes. Several for the Spurs.
I'm going to go with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon, 2 in a row for the Rockets.
Kobe? Anybody say Kobe?
Nobody has said Kobe Bryant yet, and he won 2 in a row for the Lakers.
Hey, rest in peace, by the way.
Yeah. There you go.
Shaquille O'Neal
won 3 in a row for the Lakers, 2000 to 2002.
I'm going to go with Andre Iguodala.
2015
nice,
for the Warriors. Nice pull, Herbie.
Larry Bird,
yes, 1986 and 1984 for the Celtics. Going deep on this one.
We are going deep on this one. I'm proud of us.
It's you, Danny.
Oh, yeah, it is me. I'm sorry. Jeez.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, I was like, which one of them is going to go next? Okay, so it's my turn.
It is.
Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey Billups is a yes for the Larry Brown Detroit Pistons in 2004.
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, 2006 for the Heat. Yes.
Dr. J.
Julius Irving? No.
Nope.
We sure?
Yep. Moses Malone won it for the Sixers. Okay. Oh, sorry. I just gave up that. I gave everybody Moses Malone.
That was my next one.
Was it really?
No. It wasn't.
No. Okay.
Oh, in honor of Flew LeBorg.
Yes.
Dirk.
Dirk Nowitzki in 2011 for the Dallas Mavericks. Herbie.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard in 2019 for the Raptors.
David Robinson.
David Robinson.
David Robertson.
99.
Looking.
Right?
No.
Really?
99 was Duncan. They were all Duncan.
Oh!
There is no David Robinson. Herb, I need one more from you.
That's humiliating.
Bill Russell?
It wasn't an award back then.
It was not an award back then.
Okay, well, I got another one. Do we keep going?
Well, sure. Okay.
Jerry West won it on a losing team.
Jerry West in 1969 for the Lakers. That's the first one, is Jerry West.
I can't believe David Robinson didn't win that one in 99.
He did not.
Unbelievable.
So now it's my turn?
Yes.
Now it's your turn to get one more.
Yeah, you guys each got one wrong, so we somehow continued. Working the kinks out, folks.
I'm going to go with... Did we say Oscar Robertson?
You did not say Oscar Robertson, but he did not win the award.
Nope.
So Danny wins the category.
Nope.
All right.
The winner when Oscar Robertson and the Bucks won it in 71 was Lou Alcindor in 1971. Nice job, though, boys. Went very deep on that one, including you, Shane.
I'm surprised
NBA
myself
Reardon.
A little bit.
Yeah. Good job.
You do that one category on the day that the doctor of the NBA isn't here?
I know.
It's true.
It's really sad for Tanny. And then yesterday you gave a quote.
Oh, we got another category.
Yeah, one more category.
All right, I like it.
Yesterday you gave a quote. We were talking about the way that the Cubs are going to end, ugly. And what was the line?
Yeah, if things didn't end badly, they wouldn't end.
Yes.
Something
like
that.
Everything ends badly.
Unless
otherwise, they wouldn't end.
Yeah, something like that.
And we later found out it was from the Tom Cruise movie Cocktail. Tom Cruise movies is the category.
How long do you guys have?
Let's see how deep you can go.
All right, Herb goes first.
Herb goes first with Tom Cruise movies.
Risky Business.
Risky Business, 1983 off the board.
Top Shame. Gun.
Top Gun, 85.
How are we handling franchises?
You get one name of a franchise.
Mission Impossible.
That takes care of all of the Mission Impossibles. Herbie.
A Few Good Men.
1992. I love that movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, yes, 1996.
Minority Report.
So good. Minority Report, yes, 2002.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders, nice pull from 83 with C. Thomas Howell and so many others. Shane.
Memento.
Memento?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, LA Confidential. I get them confused.
Those are both nopes.
Nope.
Those are double nopes.
Yes, they are.
They're both yeses in your mind?
One of them is.
No. No. You're thinking of that other guy who's in both of those.
I'm sorry. I meant Rock of Ages.
Okay. Shut up.
Yeah, no.
You're out.
You're out.
Tropic Thunder.
I do know what I meant. Sorry.
Tropic Thunder's a yes from 2007.
All the Right Moves?
All the Right Moves from 1983.
Hmm.
Going so deep on the category that the music bed restarted.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. Yes. Never Go Back from 2016. Herbie.
Ooh, Tom Cruise movies.
And 2012 for Jack Reacher, too.
Oh, wow. We lost West Loop Tom. Texter says, text me when the game is over. This doesn't do much for the listeners. West Loop Tom.
Wow.
The one thing that West Loop Tom is out on.
Screw you, West Loop Tom.
Yeah. Nope. No more running around.
I'll go with The Firm.
The Firm. Absolutely.
I think I'm tapped.
93.
Tom Cruise movies. He's done a lot of them. Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut, 98. Herbie, got any more?
I think I am 100% tapped on Tom Cruise movies.
All right, Danny, need one more?
I do?
Well,
not sure.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I could cheat and just look up this.
I mean, Maverick is the new Top Gun that's coming. Oh, but we said no on franchise.
Yeah,
franchise.
No on franchise.
All right, my bad. My bad.
That's all right.
All right, I'm tapped.
Okay. Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man, people. Rain Man, Color of Money, Days of Thunder, Interview with the Vampire, Magnolia. Were you thinking of Magnolia when you said Memento?
Collateral. Collateral is what I was thinking of when I said Memento.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is. Well, Danny, I think you won two and Shane won two.
Correct.
So, for the big tiebreaker, we don't have a big tiebreaker.
It's all right.
Next time we play it, just make sure you give Westloop Time a heads up first.
Yeah, okay.
We'll give him a heads up, dude.
Yeah. All right. We found the one thing that he won't listen to. Yeah. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score. Thanks for playing Categories along with us. Working on ways to tinker with it during the break for next time. Spiegel was an excellent host. I should have been eliminated immediately, though. Justin Morneau beat Josh Hamilton. Bad job by me and you.
No, bad job by me.
Oh, bad guess. Yes. I mean, I could come with those. The first guy I thought of who won a home run derby didn't win a home run derby.
I think my favorite thing is how deep on NBA Finals MVPs Shane Reardon went. That's like my favorite thing. And you know what? That's part of the thought process, Shane, is like, these are simply the greatest players in the history of the NBA. Some of them. And then some of them are Andre Iguodala. But, you know.
Yeah, it works.
But throw out a Kobe Bryant and you're doing fine.
Name NBA players. But Jason Benetti will join us coming up at 4 o'clock. He got to travel to the All-Star game to call it for television for the ESPN2 StatCast. And I want to talk to him about this because I was watching it because I watched the Benetti broadcast because I like hanging out with my friend. And I consider Jason Benetti a colleague and a friend. Hmm. And so I will watch him if he's broadcasting over basically anyone else. I enjoy it, but it's a personal thing. But I found myself last night a little overwhelmed with the graphics on the screen. It felt too much, and I wanted to see a bigger screen of Shohei Ohtani. Like, launch angle and exit velocity and all that stuff is great when I can put it into context, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
But when they're hitting 30 home runs in 3 minutes, it's just a bunch of data points that I don't have anything personally for me to do with.
See, that's interesting because I totally disagree. I was with the StatCast thing all night. Part of it was I was Jason, as you're saying. And then part of it was also I thought Ruben would kind of dig the math. My son likes the math.
Yeah.
But then I was digging it. And I don't know if they were doing this. Were they doing a split screen on the regular broadcast where you could see the hitter for one of it, and the other one was like you could see the whole ballpark with the hitter at the front of it. So they were showing exit velo and launch angle on every single home run for a while there. And I'm not the biggest numbers guy, but I loved seeing exit velo and launch angle on everyone because I know the target is between 24 and 32 for a home run at Coors, 28 being the peak, and you want 100-mile-an-hour exit velo, and then it's probably a home run. So I liked seeing which guys were doing that with regularity.
Yeah, and I
enjoyed that.
And I get it. It just strikes me as where the data is useful is when it's an outlier event. Wow, that's the softest hit ball you could possibly have that goes over the wall. Or, wow, that's the hardest hit ball of the night so far or of the season or whatever. But when it's a 425-foot home run to left field that was in the 60th percentile of exit velocity, ball cleared the wall. Like, it doesn't matter to me in that. It only matters to me in, like, the extreme or telling me a story, whereas a home run derby, it's the point is to hit the ball over the wall.
Yeah,
so
I guess I've really taken that data, or is it data, and brought it into my life and my baseball experience because I like knowing that, you know, Chris Bryant's hard hit rate is up. It was in the 90s, and it's a little up in the 90s, and that matters in terms of his improvements this year. That kind of stuff.
I mean, I'm glad that they are taking the data. I'm just saying, as a television experience last night, like, would you want that on your normal Cubs viewing experience?
No.
Right.
But every batted ball at Wrigley, and I don't know about guaranteed rate, but it is now at Wrigley. There's exit, velo, and launch angle for every batted ball. And it's that way at a bunch of different ballparks, and I like that.
Yeah, but I agree with the texter. Like, the strategy now in the Derby is they're throwing the next pitch before the ball's even landed.
Yes.
So if I'm also, I can't even marvel at that 500-foot home run.
Right.
Before Otani's taking another swing.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to take in the data. It felt like information overload in that way. Again, I stuck with it because of Benetti, and I think he's amazing. But it was like whiplash if I was actually trying to consume all that. I'm curious how he feels about it. So we'll talk to Benetti about that last night and some White Sox as well. And, he got to travel. Jason Benetti next on The Score. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.